Clara was 11 years old when she saved my life. We planned to hire horses together and ride in bushland near Perth. She was already waiting patiently on her calm old pony when a panicked gelding was led out of a paddock for me. Two others had evaded capture. Behind the animal's blank eyes was a kind of weary menace that I'd seen before. A brokenness. But I'd handled aggrieved horses in my youth. Out in the bush, Clara's compliant nag trotted on cue. But the gut feeling that my horse could be trouble was bang on. It clenched down hard on its bit, snorted, pig-rooted, and shied off at an angry gallop towards the trees, again and again. My efforts to avert a crash redoubled with every near miss. Soon I became frantic, breathless. And then my strength gave out and my once steady reflexes failed. Two trees and the narrow space between them loomed ahead. There were terrible increments of understanding that this would not end well. Just before the impact, I ducked to the animal's shoulder. It was enough to preserve my head, but not my body. Feeling the impact only after I hit the ground, I heard the growl of a stranger in the agonising transition stage of childbirth. But the noise was coming from me. And then my mind went into overdrive. How would Clara forgive me? How would my brother forgive what I'd put her through? How would I prevail until somebody registered our absence? Should I send Clara for help? What if I die? I had never imagined such pain. It gathered to a screaming crescendo, and I urged myself to bear witness to it, to observe it from afar. The twisting knife between my ribs, the perpetual outward breath of my punctured lung, the feeling that I was not breathing air at all, that I was a goldfish gasping on a child's hand. The world collapsed into macro. Clara's small face as the sun dropped behind the benches, her warm jumper over my broken shoulder as the cold crept in. The clunk of my bones when I moved. And her insistence, "Fiona, Fiona, look at me. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. Don't worry, I've found someone to call an ambulance." And the knowing in my bones that no ambulance could come to this sandy place. The hours of holding on, the waiting, the ebbing away of hope. And then Clara's voice, urgent in the distance. "Fiona, it's a helicopter." And the thought that she would lie to me to boost my spirits. But then the steady thwump, 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 the fierce wind in the branches, the man descending to the treetops like a high-vis Tarzan, relief like a flood, their nausea and tears too. The Queen gave Clara a bravery medal and we appeared together on TV. A story about courage, family, love. It had been a turning point too, for me. A lesson about inner wisdom ignored at my peril. A lesson about the power of simply holding on.